Blaney, what's wrong? I thought you were supposed to be at work.
Not today, Karen. I'm really sick. I think I have the flu.
Blaney, I just thought of a funny joke. You want to hear it?
No.
What kind of sickness did the Wright brothers have?
Oh, I can't imagine.
They had the flu! Get it, Blaney? Because they were the first people to be in an airplane, and they flew, and you have the flu?
It's really not as funny when you explain it, Karen.
Oh, Blaney, you don't sound so good.
Yep, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
You know what? I'm going to call the doctor.
I am the doctor.
Shh, Blaney, it's ringing.
Okay, I wonder who this could be. Hello.
Hi, I need a doctor.
I'm not in the mood for this today, Karen.
Oh, wow, you sound like my husband, Blaney.
What a coinkydink.
Blaney, the doctor hung up on me. I'm going to give him a bad review.
Oh, what an asshole.
Blaney, what should we do to make you feel better?
How about you cook me some chicken noodle soup and shut up?
Blaney, that's an excellent idea. I'm going to put on your doctor outfit and I'm going to make you some soup and make you feel better.
No, don't put on my doctor outfit. You're going to get soup on it.
All right, Blaney, I made you alphabet soup and I wrote a little message on top.
Get soon, Blaney.
Yeah.
What do you want me to get, Karen? Get what? Get, like, get out of here? You tell me to leave?
Oh, Blaney, that's so funny. I forgot a letter. It was supposed to say, get better soon, Blaney.
You forgot more than a letter, Karen. You forgot a whole ass word. That's an important word to forget.
Blaney, you need to calm down. Eat your soup.
I don't have a spoon.
Oh, I can go get you one.
Yeah, how about you get spoon, Blaney? There you go. You should have put get spoon, Blaney.
I told you I forgot a letter. What?
Did you get soup all over my shirt?
Oh, yeah, Blaney. See, that happened when I was making you your sentence, and it got a little messy.
God damn it, Karen. You ruined my doctor outfit, you fucking idiot.
Well, you know what, Blaney? I'm not going to take care of you if you talk to me that way.
Well, good. You're not doing a good job anyway. I don't want you to take care of me.
You know what, Blaney? I'm just going to take my message soup gone.
Take your message? This is why you can't spell, Karen. Your brain work don't. You're fucked up in the head. Okay, I need somebody to actually help me. Penelope! Come help your fucking dad!
What, Dad? I'm trying to set up my ant farm! Fuck, piss!
Whoa, language, young lady!
Well, Dad, I'm just so frustrated because I ordered this ant farm and it didn't come with ants. It says ants not included.
Okay, but you don't talk to me that way, and why the hell do you want an ant farm anyway?
Because you told me to do something over the summer, and now I don't have ants for my ant farm! And look, I just need to put them in this little hole, and they can eat the jello, and I can watch them and write down my observations.
They fucking eat jello? And what observations are you going to write down? How about you watch the movie Bug's Life or watch the movie Ants? Then you can write some observations.
Dad, I need you to go outside and get me some ants.
Well, I'm not going to go outside, Penelope. I'm sick, okay? I'm not in the mood for this. Why don't you just go?
No, I can't because they'll bite me and all I want to do is just look at them.
Okay, why the fuck did you get an ant farm if you don't like ants?
Because you told me to. And look, it comes with a bunch of little ant facts. Did you know that almost every continent on Earth has ants except for Antarctica? That doesn't even make sense! The word ant is in Antarctica! Why is Antarctica anti-ant?
Penelope, please shut up. If I go get you an ant, will you shut the fuck up about ants?
An ant? No! I need at least two ants so that they can make ant babies!
I don't know how to tell a boy ant from a girl ant.
Well, then get more ants!
What if I just get nothing but boy ants? You just get a bunch of gay ants, get a big gay ant farm.
Dad, just go get me some ants!
Okay, I will get you some fucking ants.
More than two!
Ugh, ants. Where the hell are these ants? Oh, come on, they're ants. They gotta be everywhere. And even when I find them, how do I get them in the cup, huh? Do I just pick them up with my hands? I'm gonna squish them. I shouldn't have to do this today. I'm sick. I'm not in the mood for this bullshit. Oh, this fucking guy. Hey, buddy.
What?
Hey, you're scaring away the ants.
What?
The ants in your yard. You're scaring them away.
Are you on fucking bath salt?
No, I'm trying to find ants for my daughter's ant farm. Listen, I'm very sick.
Oh, yeah, you're sick. Fucking retarded.
No, fuck it. Keep mowing. Go ahead. I'm not finding ants today anyway. I need somebody to help me with these ants. Hey, Mr. Grasshopper.
Yeah.
Have you seen any ants?
No, they're everywhere.
Well, can you direct me to some?
I mean, there's an anthill over there, but I wouldn't fucking go near there. They're gonna fuck you up. Bunch of insects came together and built this fake bird and then tore Hopper's limbs off and then fed him to a real bird. Yeah, I wouldn't go over there. It's fucking scary, bro.
So are they gonna bite me?
Oh, yeah, they're gonna fuck your shit up. Hey, if you see this ant named Flick, tell him I said he's a bitch. Well, actually, don't tell him that. Tell him Hopper said that. No, that wouldn't work. Hopper's dead. Actually, don't say anything anymore. I'm too scared.
Okay, well, thank you anyway.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, they don't look like the ants from A Bug's Life, but I think this will work, okay? I'm just going to scoop them up in this cup, and then Penelope can just work with whatever I get. Okay, let's get a nice big scoop. Oh, yeah, they're going fucking crazy. There we go. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fucking ants.
Oh, my God!
It's a big fucking cup!
Oh, my God!
Oh,
It's coming back!
Again!
Dead. That's pretty good. All right, yeah, I think this is... Oh, fuck, they're biting me! Fuck you! Fuck stupid fucking ants! I hate ants! Fuck you! God damn it, I broke the cup. All right, you know what? I'm getting the ant farm. I'm just gonna take the ant farm.
Okay, Penelope, I got you stupid ant farm.
Oh my god, Dad, this is so exciting! Thank you so much! Look at those little guys, they're all in there!
Yeah, it's a real hoot. They're eating the jello or whatever. Oh, and they also bit me, so now I'm in pain in addition to being sick, so thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you, Dad, it's so cool! Well, I'm gonna go over to my friend's house and hang out. Will you watch him for a little bit? Thanks,
what,
bye!
What the fuck? No! What, watch him do what?!
Yeah, they're fucking in there, oh boy! Ugh, I can't do this. No. I need somebody to take care of me. I'm gonna go to Marvin's house. Maybe he'll take care of me.
Rubber bands!
What are you doing with rubber bands, Jeffy?
I'm gonna make a rubber band ball.
How do you make a rubber band ball? What do you even start with?
With a rubber band!
I think you're supposed to start with like a bouncy ball, like a small ball.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then you, yeah.
You make a bigger ball.
Yeah, you put rubber bands around the ball, yeah. Jeffy, why you put rubber bands on your face? Jeffy, take them off. No, stop it, Jeffy. Stop it. What are you doing, Jeffy?
Ow! What are you doing?
Stop shooting rubber bands at us, Jeffy. Knock it off.
Ow, Jeffy!
Knock it off, Jeffy. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, Jeffy?
Ow, Jeffy! You smacked me in the eye with a rubber band! Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, thank God you're here, buddy. I need a doctor.
No, I need a doctor.
No. See, I need a doctor. My eye hurts.
Oh, I'm so tired.
What's wrong, buddy?
I have the flu.
Then why would you come help me with my eye?
I didn't come to help with your fucking eye. I came so I could lay on your couch while you baby me.
Aren't you a grown man?
Yes, but my family does not care, and they're not going to take care of me, so I need you to take care of me.
Well, I don't know if I can do that with my eye. Like, do you think I'm going to lose my eye?
What happened to your eye?
So Jeffy hit me in the eye with a rubber band.
Okay, you're gonna be fine. Just wait like a fucking hour, it'll get better.
You promise?
I fucking promise. Can I please come in?
Yeah, you can come in.
Okay.
So baby, the doctor's at the door. He said my eye's gonna be okay.
Oh my god, it doesn't look okay.
Well, the doctor promised. You promised, right?
Oh yeah, this is perfect.
You promised, he said it's gonna be okay. What's wrong with Jeffy?
Well, as a doctor, I would recommend he not do that with the rubber bands.
Hey, Jeffy, take the rubber bands off your face.
Why is your friend being a whiny little bitch?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Oh, I was just asking Marvin why you were being a whiny little bitch.
I have the flu.
Oh, here. Here's a straw. Suck it the fuck up.
What the fuck is going on? First my daughter's mouthing off, and now your wife is being mean, Marvin?
Well, you're just being a puss.
Why is everybody being like this today? I help you people all the time. Can't you help me for once?
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean? We're all white. What are you talking about?
We're not all white. There's other races in the world.
No, I mean, oh my god. I'm so tired. I don't want to do this today.
Well, why are you so sick?
I have the flu. I told you. I just need you guys to, like, baby me.
Okay, what do you want us to get you?
Some medicine or some food.
Oh, I can make you some soup.
Yes, please. Soup would be fantastic.
Okay.
You want us to treat you like a baby and you need, like, wipe your ass?
No, Marvin, I don't mean wipe my ass. I got that part covered.
But babies need their ass.
No, I got it. Just food will be fine.
Okay, I made you some soup. It's like alphabet soup.
What the fuck is going on? Get soon!
Why are you yelling at me?
Wait, baby, you forgot a word.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to put well. Get well soon. I'm a silly goose.
How are you and my wife both equally fucked up in the head?
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to do something nice and everything.
Yeah, you're being mean to us and we're trying to help you.
Oh my god, I can't do this. I'm gonna go lay down in the kitchen. Maybe Chef Pee Pee will take care of me.
Baby, it's okay. It's okay. I don't know why he's being so mean today.
Oh, hey, Brooklyn guy. I'm busy just making some popcorn right now.
That's just corn.
It's going to be popcorn when you turn the heat on super high. The bitches get to popping.
That's not how popcorn works.
How are you going to tell me how popcorn works? This is popcorn. I put it in the damn pot, and I know it's going to be popping once it's on high.
Okay. You know what? Whatever. I'm just going to lay right here.
What's wrong with you?
I have the flu.
You have the flu, and you come into my kitchen to get me sick and call me with my food?
Listen, man, I just really need someone to take care of me. Everybody's been really mean to me today.
Well, I mean, I can make you some soup or something.
I would love that.
Yeah, hold on. Let me fix it real quick.
Thank you so much. And if it could have, like, a message that makes at least some kind of sense.
All right, here you go. Let's see. It's my world-famous tomato soup.
Soon? What the fuck does soon mean? What, is that a threat?
Well, I didn't write it. That damn bird did.
Bird?
Big Red!
bird.
Yeah, and them ants, they hired me to fuck your shit up.
No, 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 it's okay. I put those ants in a different home with Jell-O.
Oh, you got shit fucked up. It's time for me to straighten your ass, though.
Big rat, bitch!
Okay, I'll let him go. I'll let him go.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You little selfish hoe.
Where is it? Where is it? Where the fuck is it?
Blimey, what you looking for?
The ant farm.
Ant farm?
Yes, the ant farm. The thing full of ants. It was right here.
Oh, that thing. That thing was disgusting, Blimey. It was crawling with ants, so it flushed it down the toilet.
What? You flushed it down the toilet?
Yeah, it was gross, Blimey.
God damn it, Karen. This bird's gonna kick my ass.
What bird?
Oh, you done fucked up now.
Blimey, that's an angry bird.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you wanna kill ants? Oh, I'm gonna show you an ant bully.
I've never even seen that movie. Ow, God
Blimey,
damn it.
Why is he so angry? Why is he hitting you?
Stop asking questions and help me, bitch. Ow. Boy,
with
ow.
Language like that, I'm not gonna help you.
Ow, you did this, Karen, you bitch. Ow, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Say sorry to them damn ants, nigga.
I can't. Oh, God, I'm so sick.
I ain't done, bitch.
Oh, sorry. Ow, 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 ow. I thought you were done. Ow.
Had to take a break.
Ow.
Breathe and shit.
Hey, Joseph, you want to watch the new episode of Dr. Finkelshit?
Heck yeah, dude.
Hey, guys, I just got a job at Red Lobster as a sign holder.
Shut up, Cody. We're trying to watch the new episode of Dr. Finkelshit.
Oh, I guess we're not doing this idea today.
Hello, I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I will tell you how the aliens built the pyramids. Now, originally, everybody thought that the pyramids were built by the Egyptians, but no, this is a load of caca, and I will tell you why. You see, there are 2.3 million stones inside the Great Pyramid of Giza, and each stone weighs between 2 and 80 tons. Now, that means they had to place 212 stones a day for 30 years with no breaks. Now, how is this possible? How could a human lift a stone that is heavier than an elephant? Now, a scientist would tell you they use cranes. Interesting. Well, let's take a look. This is a crane. Do you really think that this stupid bird could lift 80 tons with these little toothpick legs? I don't think so. And how would you even tell it to do that? Look at his stupid bird eyes. You can't tell him what to do. He's a bird. He's stupid. No, that is impossible. I will tell you how they did it. Aliens. That is how the aliens came down in their UFOs like, and they picked up the stones, and they placed the stones on top of the pyramid just like this. And they built the pyramid at exactly 29.9792458 degrees north, which just so happens to be the exact same number as the speed of light, which is 299,792,458 meters per second, which is the secret to time travel. The aliens were trying to teach us how to travel through time, and if they would just let me inside the tomb of the pyramid to talk to King Tut's mummy, I could figure out time travel. But no, Dr. Finkelschitz, you're not allowed in there anymore. You kiss the mummies too much.
Whoa, I never knew aliens built the pyramids.
I know, dude. I thought slaves did.
No, Joseph. Slavery only happened in America.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Guys, aliens did not build the pyramids.
Yes, they did, Cody. Dr. Finkelschitz just explained it.
Well, he's wrong. He's a kook.
Okay, Cody, then how did a human lift up a stone that weighed 2 tons?
They used ramps.
Cody, you're telling me they used skateboard ramps? Tony Hawk wasn't invented until, like, 40 years ago.
What, invented? Don't you mean born?
Tony Hawk's a real person?
Yes.
What, really? Oh, man, he fooled us all along.
I thought he was a video game character.
What, no, he's a real person.
He can really do a 360 Vero McTwist?
Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah, that's why they made video games about him.
Well, if the Egyptians had Tony Hawk and his ramps, then they probably did build the pyramids.
Well, he wasn't around back then.
Then it had to be aliens.
What, no, it was hundreds of thousands of Egyptians all working together.
Slavery.
Wait, Cody, why are you wearing a lobster costume?
Well, I thought we were going to do SML movie Cody Gets a Job at Red Lobster today.
No, that's next week.
Oh, well, I'll just take this off then. I look like a crawfish anyway. Okay, I'm back. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, the aliens did not build the pyramids, and neither did Tony Hawk.
Cody, then how did the Egyptians build the pyramids? They had no technology, no tools, all they had was sand.
Well, they also had 30 years, Junior.
Okay, Cody, I'll give you 30 years to build a pyramid. Go.
Well, I didn't say I could do it.
Well, no, all they had was sand. You have all the technology in the world, Cody. Go.
Well, they also had hundreds of thousands of Egyptians.
So if I clone you 100,000 times, you could build a pyramid?
Well, I wouldn't know how.
Okay, I'll even give you Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4 for the PlayStation 2. There's your ramp.
Oh, shit. That's the one with the zoo. level. Oh, and you can play as Jango Fett? Okay, deal. I mean, you're not gonna get a pyramid, but I'm gonna have a good time.
Wait, why are we even arguing about this? Why don't we just ask God who built the pyramids?
Oh yeah, we do know God.
Hey God, can you come down here?
Hey guys, what's up?
Oh, hey God!
Hey, sorry, I just got out of the shower.
Wait, there's showers in heaven?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's one in my house, and believe it or not, the hot water still runs out. I mean, the pipes run all the way down from hell, and you know how people say when hell freezes over? Well, apparently it does, because my water gets pretty cold. But whenever that happens, I just hold my mouth up to the shower head and turn the water into wine. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Well, me and my friends were arguing because we want to know who built the pyramids. I think it was aliens, but Cody thinks it was the Egyptians and Tony Hawk.
I never said Tony Hawk.
Well, actually, Tony Hawk's not a bad guess. This one time, I teleported Tony Hawk back to Egypt time so he could skateboard down the side of the pyramid. It was pretty sick. But no, Egyptians and aliens and Tony Hawk did not build the pyramids.
Then who built the pyramids?
Nobody's recording us, right?
No.
Okay. Well, I've never told anybody this, but here's what happened. So I was sitting on my couch, and I was bored. I was just playing Tetris on my phone. I actually had the iPhone way before anyone else did, because, you know, I'm God. So I looked over at Earth and said, getting kind of boring over there. So I walked over to the Earth, and I changed the settings to creative mode. And then I went down to Egypt, because it was mostly just flat and sandy. And I started placing blocks and building pyramids, kind of just screwing around, honestly. And then I went over to Stonehenge, too, and I built that, and kind of just stacking stuff, you know? And then I went to the snowy area, right? And then I built a bunch of blocks as high as I could go until I reached the height limit, and I called it Fort God. But then you people called it Mount Everest, which is kind of lame if you ask me. I like my name a lot better. And then I went and killed the Ender Dragon, so that was fun. And then the Mayans hopped on my server, and they started building pyramids and shit in Mexico. And I was like, guys, you're totally taking my idea. So I was so mad, I punched the earth as hard as I could, and I created the Grand Canyon. So I turned it back to survival mode and flooded the earth. But not before I told this one villager named Noah to make a boat, and I told him to put two of every animal on it, because I really did not feel like making all those animals again. And I gave him creative mode powers to build the boat, obviously. And then I just went back to my couch.
Whoa. Well, can you turn the Earth back to creative mode so we can build something?
Yeah. No. No, no way. Absolutely not. The Mayans ruined that for everyone, so you can thank them.
Thank you, Mayans.
Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta go convince Tom Brady to come back, but it's gonna take a miracle. I'm gonna have to part the seas or some shit. I'll just walk from here.
Dude, I recorded the whole thing.
Joseph, you weren't supposed to record it.
Yeah, God said not to.
Dude, it's a 1 in a billion opportunity, and I'm going to get rich off of it. I'm going to sell this to the news.
Wait, no, Joseph! Do you really think he's going to sell it to the news?
Junior, look! The news!
Breaking news, okay? There is shocking video evidence of God admitting to flooding the earth just because he was bored. There are currently riots happening all around the world.
Oh, wow, he actually did it.
Do you think God's gonna be mad?
Look, guys, all this buku cash at this guy! I got $20,000 off that God video!
They only gave you $20,000 for the only video evidence that God's real?
I mean, I kind of bargained with him.
Hey!
Oh, God?
Oh, no!
God damn.
That's right! Me damn! You weren't supposed to record me!
Look, I was broke, God! I need some cash! Break bread with a nigga!
Well, what are you gonna do with all that cash when the world is flooded?
That sounded bad.
Do you think he's actually gonna flood the earth?
Oh no! Junior!
What's happening?
Oh no, Junior!
Wait, guys! What happened?
Junior, God flooded the entire earth and it's Joseph's fault!
Dude, I just wanted some money, God!
Yeah, well, what good is that money if the whole world is flooded?
Help! Help!
Junior, no one's coming to help! The whole world is flooded!
Help!
Ugh. Kids, thank God you have this floating couch! Do you know what happened? Well, God flooded the entire world because our friend leaked a video of God without his permission!
It's not my fault, it's all God's fault, dude!
Why don't you just apologize?
Yeah, say you're sorry to God! I'm not apologizing! Just say sorry, this wave's coming! I'm sorry, God!
Wait, I think everything's back to normal. I think the world's not flooded anymore.
Wait, kids, can you explain what happened again?
Now that's why you don't mess with the wrath of God. Next time you're getting a meteor. I've started over once and I'll do it again. What do you think happened to the dinosaurs? That's why you don't cheat at Connect Four.
Wait, so you're telling me God flooded the entire earth because he was mad at your friend? Well, you do know you killed, like, millions of people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you took my money, too, my $20,000. It's in the water.
Yeah, and that's theft, so I think I have to arrest you.
What?
Yeah, I think you're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back. We're going to court.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boback, and today we will be hearing the case of God versus Earth. As you can see, our old courtroom got flooded, so I had to set up this crappy one, which is extra annoying because the old one was made of wood, so water damage is going to be a bitch. I mean, termites out the ass, and the floorboards are going to be all squishy. Ugh. Oh, and my gavel got wet, so I have to use an actual mallet now. Yeah, so, also, my 1967 Volkswagen Beetle was totaled, and that was all original parts, so I don't know how insurance is going to cover that shit. Anyway, God, what was your plan? What was God's plan? Are we chalking this up to mysterious ways or what?
Well, Your Honor, a video of me was sold to the news without my permission, and that video was supposed to remain private.
I mean, you never told me specifically not to record.
I specifically asked if anyone was recording, and they said no!
There was nobody recording at the time.
Oda. It doesn't matter if he recorded the video or not. It doesn't give you the right to flood the earth and kill... What is the body count now? 3 billion people? I didn't know that many people didn't know how to swim for 30 seconds.
Counterpoint, I'm God, so I can do whatever I want.
Yes, I guess that is true. You could just turn me into a toad or a pillar of salt or paprika or something. There's really nothing keeping you here.
How about we just say it was an act of God and we can call it square? Is that good?
Well, you see, the first time you flooded the earth, America wasn't, like, a thing, so there were no laws against it. But now there are, and mass murder is very illegal. So, I sentence you to 3 billion life sentences.
Alright, I'm tired of playing with you guys. I'm going home.
Bailiff, stop him!
He's God. What do you want me to do? Even if we put him in chains, he could still get away.
Oh, well, I guess I must repent, then. Sorry, God, for trying to put you in jail. My bad.
Hey, what about my $20,000?
Well, guys, today was weird.
Dude, I lost $20,000!
You were never supposed to have it to begin with.
Wait, I got a question, guys. So when God flooded the earth, it destroyed my house, and then when Joseph said sorry, we all came back and my house is fine, but 3 billion people still drowned. Does that mean your house is destroyed, Cody?
Oh, shit, I gotta go check on my parents.
I don't have parents. I'm gonna just chill here.
Wait, Cody, before you leave, so you said that the Egyptians built the pyramids, right? So I got a challenge for you. So look, here's a Great Pyramid of Giza Lego set. So I'm going to give you 30 minutes to build this because the real Egyptians only had 30 years to build it and they weighed tons and tons. These are little Lego pieces. So you have 30 minutes to build it. And if you don't build it, we get to stomp on your glasses.
I'd rather go home and play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, but my house is probably destroyed. So I guess I'll do this.
Yeah. Go. You're not even opening them. You're just burying your face in them.
Are you guys going to, like, help at all?
No, it's only you.
Bear it out. We need some ramps.
Do you want to play Playtime?
Of course I want to play Playtime. You want to play Playtime, Cody?
Sorry, guys. I think I'm losing my voice. I don't think I can play Playtime today.
Oh, that's...
I'm just yanking your crank, guys. Let's play Playtime!
Yeah!
Mom, where's Dad?
Oh, he's probably still in the bed with his bum ass. Junior, breakfast is ready!
I'm coming! I had to iron my suit and trim my mustache.
For what? You don't even have a job, idiot!
I have job interviews lined up today. Thanks for asking!
I believe it when I see it.
I just want some orange juice.
What the fuck?
What?
The goddamn orange juice is expired!
What if I had a man with a job? I can afford some up-to-date orange juice!
Who buys expired orange juice?
I do, because the shit is cheaper!
Let's not argue about money in front of Sally.
You're right.
You guys do that a lot.
Oh, you want to know how much debt we're in, Sal? You want to know how much debt we're in? I bet the house at a casino, so now I owe $20,000 by the end of the week, and we're going to lose the house, and I owe $20 to Pop Murphy, oh, he's going to castrate me.
That seems impossible.
If he pulls hard enough, it'll come off.
Yeah, maybe it will.
Well, at least someone would finally be pulling on it.
Yeah, I only pull on things that make me money.
Well, how about you sell your body again? We can make $2.
I would, but I'm pregnant. Otherwise, I'd be walking up and down these streets having strangers all in my booty.
Let's not talk about this in front of Sally. It's very inappropriate.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Sally, tell us about school. How's your grades?
Well, I was gonna wait to tell you guys, but I'm in Spanish honors.
What
the fuck did you just say?
Well, there's like normal Spanish, and then there's Spanish honors for people who are really good at it.
You've never spoke one goddamn word of Spanish since you came out of her puss.
Yeah, I have never heard a drop of Spanish. Say something in Spanish.
Yeah, say some Spanish honors for us.
Hola.
Come on! There, yeah, Spanish!
Even I've seen Lilo and Stitch, and I know hola means family.
Dad, that's aloha.
What's aloha?
It's Hawaiian.
Hey, Hawaii! You're speaking English. Hawaii is a U.S. state. So what do you mean you're speaking Hawaiian? We're speaking Hawaiian right now.
She doesn't know her state.
Yeah, name all 50 states. Start with Hawaii.
All of them?
Name them.
Okay, there's Hawaii.
Exactly. Hawaii is a U.S. state. So we're speaking Hawaiian right now.
Well, but that's a different language.
I'm speaking Florida right now. I'm speaking Alabama right now.
Yeah.
Speak some goddamn Spanish before I smack you upside your lopsided fucking alcoholism face.
Don't do it, baby.
I'm sorry, okay? Naranja means orange.
Oh.
The fuck did she just say?
That's, you know what? That's it. You're not going on your high school trip to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Dad, we already did the paperwork and we paid for it and everything.
Nope, you're gonna miss that high school trip to Iran because no way you're speaking Iran right now.
Oh, but what am I gonna tell my boyfriend Corbin Blue? We were supposed to go together.
I don't like him. He busts out in song everywhere he goes. I don't want him in my life and I don't want him in yours. You're not going to Iran and that's final.
I hate you.
It's okay. She'll get over it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... listen, I'm going to go to my job interview. What the fuck is on my plate, bitch?
It's the croissant and oranges. What the hell are you talking about?
You forgot to name one last thing on my plate. What is that?
Oh, shit, a cockroach.
I mean, you eat the first word, but I'm not eating a roach.
Well, look, if we had money for an exterminator, we wouldn't have this problem, okay?
Call an exterminator, because ain't no way a goddamn cockroach is on my plate.
We'll get a damn job! Maybe we can afford one!
I'm going to get $20,000 by the end of the day, so you call an exterminator.
I would love to see that shit.
Welcome to PUPJ's Garbage Emporium. What makes you think you have what it takes to be a garbage man?
Well, I know trash really well because I've been married to a piece of trash for a couple years now.
Okay, cool.
I don't shower every day, so I'm kind of stinky.
Okay, great. We love to see that here.
And I'm desperate for a job.
Okay, well, do you have your CDL?
I know my ABCs.
Okay, great. Yeah, you're hired.
Well, I am? Okay, so what's the pay looking like?
About $50,000 a year.
Okay, I need a huge favor. Is there any way I can get $20,000 of that up front?
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I'm not going to give you $20,000 of your yearly salary before you even start. You're not a professional football player.
I promise. Look, what would you do if I worked really hard? Like, I picked up trash better than anyone's ever picked up trash before. At the end of the week, what could you give me?
Like $1,000.
Okay, I think I could do that. Wait a minute. There's 50-something weeks in a year. That's only $50,000 a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on, man. Whatever, fine, I'll do it. And you start picking up trash.
Making my way downtown, picking up trash. It smells like ass so bad.
Hey, garbage dude, I got another one for you.
Sorry, bub, the truck is full. I have to get that next week.
What? Take my garbage stink, boy!
Hey, man, the truck is full. There's nothing I can do about it. And plus, you put your recyclables in the regular trash, so I should write you up.
Okay, I had a big party, all right? I had a lot of trash.
Oh, yeah, what party were you celebrating?
Labor Day.
Oh, what Labor Day? You don't even have a job.
Oh, a job? Like a garbage man?
Hey, I make $50,000 a year. That's more than a nurse, a cop, or a teacher.
That's actually a lot.
Yeah, I get paid a lot to carry your shit.
Hey, babe, who's at the door?
It's just some stupid, stinky garbage man.
All right, that's it. I'm not taking this trash. You can keep that.
Don't throw my trash at me, asshole!
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do about it, little bitch?
I'm going to beat you up!
Wait a minute. If he beats me up, I can get workers' comp, and I might get that $20,000 I need. Hey, bub, what's this trash bag and your girlfriend have in common? I've only had sex with one of them, your girlfriend.
What? Oh, that's it!
Oh! Oh, call an ambulance! Oh, call an ambulance, please! Oh, I got punched in the face! Oh! Oh, on the job, too!
Wee-woo, wee-woo, wee-woo! The ambulance is here!
Oh, God, not you. You slept with my wife. I'm in so much pain.
What seems to be the problem, mister?
I got punched in the face while on the job, so now I need workers' comp. Tell my boss.
You look okay.
I promise I'm not okay. I think I have brain damage. I don't think I'll ever be able to work a day in my life. Please just take me to the hospital and call my boss.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put you in the ambulance.
Junior, I got a call that you got hurt on the job. Is that true?
Yes, boss, it's true. I got punched in the face while on the job, while I was in uniform, because the guy doesn't like garbage workers. So if I would have never had this job, I would have never gotten hurt. So now I need $20,000 in pain and suffering.
I guess I could do that, as long as the doctor can prove you actually got hurt.
Oh, I'm hurt. He just took an x-ray.
Hey, I'm back with your x-ray. You're totally fine.
Wait, so does that mean I have to pay him?
No, he's totally okay.
No, doctor, I am hurt. You better scan me again.
But too many x-rays will give you cancer.
I don't care. Scan me, and then I'll get cancer from being hurt on the job, and then he owes me more money.
Listen, Junior, I'm gonna have to fire you. You got in a fight on your first day. That's just not how my stink boys act.
Oh, I lost my job!
Well, we also got your hospital bill. That's $5,000 for the ambulance, and that's $5,000 for the x-ray.
I can't afford that. I'm $20,000 in debt, and now I have no job.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, my God. What am I gonna do?
Just a second.
Oh, I gotta fix myself up. Hope it's a big, sexy, strong man.
Hello?
Hola, you call Avocado Pest Control Services?
Yes, I did, but why are you avocado?
Because I bet you avocado don't want bugs in your house.
Oh, you damn right. Come on in. Ooh, a foreign man.
Yeah, show me where the bugs are.
Ooh, right this way, sexy. All the bugs are on my kitchen table!
Holy fucking shit, that's a fuck ton of bugs. Die, bugs. Die. Die, bugs. Die. You're not working. It's time for the hammer. Die, bugs. Die. Die, bugs. Die. Die. Die.
Oh, my God. That is a real man.
I think I saw your butt problem.
Honey, I'm home.
Yeah, give me that Border Patrol penis.
You want more sour cream for your chalupa?
Oh, yeah, fill me up, daddy.
Hot play!
That motherfucker hot, ain't it? Yeah, you dropping it, ain't it?
Hot play, now you want some of this churro?
Oh, yeah, give me that churro.
What the hell is this?
Sorry, baby. Oh, I didn't know you were coming home early. What the hell are you wearing?
I got a job as a garbage man, and I got fired. Who's this?
Oh, this is Juan. He's the pest control guy.
Hola, senor. I took care of your bugs, but I gave your wife crabs.
Oh, you.
See, he's a real man. Don't be mad. If you would have saw him with that sledgehammer, you would have did the same thing.
So you just have no standards now. You're just banging Mexicans.
No, he gets the job done. You would have got the job done. You would have got some poon.
Oh, you know what? That's it. I'm voting Trump.
Oh, we agreed on that!
No, we agreed when Trump got shot in the ear. That was sick.
Oh, I hate you!
Boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo cry. Boo-hoo sad. Huh? Corbin Blue, what are you doing sneaking through my bedroom window?
I wanted to come see you before our class trip to Iran tomorrow.
My dad says I'm not allowed to go to Iran.
But it's supposed to be the trip of a lifetime.
I know, but I can't go.
And you were supposed to lose your fee card to me.
Oh, that shit's long gone, buddy.
Iran.
Oh, Corbin,
there's a place in the south called the Caspian Sea. When we fly there, yeah, we're gonna be in captivity.
Iran. There's a place in the south of the Caspian Sea. When we go there, yeah, we're gonna be in captivity.
What the hell is that thing? Is that Corbin Blue?
Yes, Dad, can I please go to Iran?
Oh, hell no, I told you no more Corbin Blue.
Dad, why are you dressed like a garbage man?
Oh, I got a job as a garbage man, but I got fired.
Get the hell out of here!
Oh, Dad!
I'm tired of you breaking out in song! No more schools where you can break out in song!
But Dad!
No buts!
Who could that be at this time of night? Hello?
Where the fuck's my money at home?
I think it's right now. Just a second. Who could that be? Hello?
Ow!
Where the fuck's my money?
Okay, there's no way I have 20 grand.
$20,000! Where is it?
You're gonna kill me. There's no way fucking there's no money.
Can't you?
That can't be anyone else asking for money. Hello?
McCain
Glenn! Oh, fuck you! That happened today! You can't come for the money! You have to give me at least 30 days!
No!
No more playtime!
What?
No more! Yo, you guys have committed too much with the bat. You hit me with my fit in the face, and I actually am actually hurt. This isn't even make-believe anymore.
Oh, okay.
No more playtime right now. I need some time to heal.
Oh, sorry.
Cody, I'm calling off playtime. Joseph,
Calling off plays. Joseph, where are you at?
Hoppy.
Joseph!
Oh, my bad, dude. We're just really in the character.
What is that?
5-9-4-82.
What's 5-9-4-82?
It's a movie. I want you to take me. Gook.
Oh, Marvin, we haven't gone to the movies in forever.
Okay, we can't go to the movies because Jeffy doesn't know how to act civilized in public. See, look.
Come on, Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. I guess we can go to the movies.
Yay!
Yeah!
Jeffy, do not say cuss words like that.
Movie time.
Shut up, Jeffy.
Hey there. Welcome to AMC Theaters. We make movies better.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that. Can we get 3 tickets to the Freddy movie?
Marvin, I want to see Zootopia 2.
Oh, I want to see that movie too. And also this Wicked 2 and Now You See Me, Now You Don't, the second one.
That's actually the third one.
What?
Yeah, the second one was called Now You See Me 2. The third one is Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
That doesn't make any sense. The first one should have been Now You See Me. The second one should have been Now You Don't.
No, I agree. It doesn't make any sense. They got it all out of order.
Oh, so it looks like there's a bunch of 2s and a 3?
Yep, it's all 2s and a 3.
Sounds like what I banged in college.
Marvin!
What? I was making a joke. Like,
a weird thing to brag about.
Saying they were ugly.
Marvin!
Exactly.
I just wouldn't have brought it up if I were you.
Can I just get 3 tickets to the Freddy movie?
Okay, yeah, they'll be $40.
$40?
$40.
That's ridiculous. That's insane to watch a movie for, what, 2 hours?
Yeah, it's a big screen, though.
A big screen? We should just wait for it to come on Netflix. Oh, okay, like, we can't get any snacks. It's so-
No, but I want popcorn. I want Hunger Thou.
I'm thirsty.
How much is a small popcorn?
No, a small is $20.
$20? That's more expensive than the movie ticket.
Yeah, well, we make most of our money through popcorn.
Okay, well, how much is a medium?
$30.
How much is a large?
$45.
$45 is more expensive than all 3 of our movie tickets combined.
Well, we actually do sell an annual popcorn bucket. You just buy that once and then you get free refills for a year.
Oh, that might actually be worth it. How much is that?
$300,000.
That's more than a f***ing house!
Yeah, I know, but yeah, you only buy it the one time and it's free refills.
I don't want free refills of popcorn. It's just air. It's just air. It shouldn't even be that expensive.
Well, we gotta make money. I mean, that's the only way we can make
money. Gotta make money from the $40 movie f***ing ticket!
Well, yeah.
Okay, can we just get a small popcorn and a small drink? We're sharing.
Okay, fine. The small stuff is under this really f***ing cool-ass Freddy Fazbear popcorn.
Holy f***ing reindeer s*** balls! Did you say this?
You're not getting it.
No, I want this! Daddy. I need it!
You guys like this? It's pretty cool. You eat out of his hat. See that?
No!
Yeah.
Dad, you see this?
His eyes light up.
The eyes light up?
See his eyes?
Daddy! Daddy, I need this right now!
How much is this?
Oh, this is $50.
Oh, no, not getting it. It's $50!
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. It's
good.
$60.
What? We'll take 2.
No, we're not gonna take 2. $60 for a f***ing head that you eat popcorn out of?
I mean, but I want it!
If you like that, you probably like this cup.
Daddy! Wait. Daddy, see this? See that?
I see it.
Do you see this?
How much is that?
Oh, this is $30.
Yes!
No, how much would that be for both of these? 90?
Yeah.
$90 just for a drink and popcorn?
Yeah, but I do want to let you know that that doesn't include the price of the popcorn and the drink. You have to pay for that separate to fill them up.
Ah! No! I'm going to pay $90 just to carry them and to pay for the popcorn separately?
Well, sorry, I mean, you don't have to buy it.
How much would that be for all of this, full of drinks, full of popcorn, and the tickets?
You know what? Let's call it $200.
$200 to go to the... movies? How's a normal family gonna afford this?
I don't know. I mean, you can wait till it's on Netflix.
We're not gonna wait. We are gonna wait. We're going home. We're not-
No! Daddy, if you don't buy this Freddy Fazbear bucket for me, I'm gonna scream and I'm not gonna stop until you buy it!
Yeah, you're not gonna do that.
Cause
we can't do that
during the movie. Jeffy, I don't wanna hear it. You're 21 years old. You scream at the top of your lungs for a popcorn bucket.
I wanted it.
Marvin, calm down. We already spent the money on it.
Well, I wish I didn't.
Well, look how cute this little cup is.
Yeah, for $30, you can go to 7-Eleven and get a big f***ing chug, biggie chug for 79 cents.
But those cups don't have eyes that move.
Oh, yeah, I want a cup that has the same eyes as Jeffy.
Hey! Are you calling me tarted?
You'd be right.
Just shut up and eat your stupid popcorn. Movie started. Stop it!
I want some.
Well, then you just put it in, take your hand and put it in your mouth. Oh, you.
Marvin, stop it. Behave yourself.
No, look what he's doing in public at 21 years old. You know not to do that. You know not to. Can I hit him?
No.
Can I strike him?
No.
I want to pull his head off his shoulders.
Marvin, you're embarrassed.
You think this is funny? This is not. This is not funny.
Jeffy,
I hate my life.
Watch the f***ing movie.
Oh, I love Fight at the Freddy's! Fight at the Freddy's 2, Fight at the Freddy's 1, I love Fight at the Freddy's!
Son, it's time to come to bed. Dinner's ready.
Oh, but Dad, I was gonna play Fight at the Freddy's 1 and 2 at the same time!
But son, I think your Popeyes likes Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Is this movie like a big Popeyes ad?
Popeyes got Fight at the Freddy's book?
Oh yeah, and they got you a cupcake too.
That's Chica's cupcake! She's gonna be mad!
She sure is, bud, so you better not let her get you.
She's not gonna get me! I'm gonna eat that one.
All right, well, eat your dinner. Good night.
Good night. Oh, the lights are off. Just like in Fight at the Freddy's. Oh, I mean the cupcake. Just like in Fight at the Freddy's. I mean the chicken. Just like in Fight at the Freddy's. Dad? Is that you, Dad? Very funny, Dad. You want to dress up like Chica so you can steal my cupcake? Not happening. Did I get in my Chica cupcake?
Do you think we can return the popcorn bucket and the drink?
Marvin,
Let's try.
Marvin!
All right, ma'am, just sign right there and this baby can be yours.
I don't know, that seems like an awful lot. $3,000 a month for 30 years?
But it's free refills.
Only for a year, though.
Look, lady, do you want the corn or not? I got buckets to sell.
I want popcorn!
Okay, I guess.
Thank you very much. Just take your popcorn. Sucker. Oh, hey, you're back! What, do you want some refills?
Yes, please.
No, we do not want refills. Listen, my son walked out of the movie because he was scared, so he could get a refund.
Well, no, we don't do refunds.
But we didn't watch the movie, so he can give us a refund.
But your son watched the movie, right?
We didn't watch the movie. We only watched the first minute where the kid was eating Popeyes.
Oh, so you did watch the movie because you know there's Popeyes in it.
No, it was a Popeyes ad. It basically had nothing to do with the movie. We didn't see it. We want a refund.
You still saw some of the movie, so I can't give you a
refund. We didn't see the beginning, middle, or end. We have no idea what happens in the movie. Can we get a refund, please?
Well, you know about the Popeyes, so no refund.
Okay, fine. You can't refund the movie. Can you at least refund the popcorn bucket and the drink and give me my $90 back?
Oh, no, we don't do refunds on that either.
But we barely use them. You can resell it.
Look, I actually couldn't give you a refund if I wanted to. I already put the money in the machine.
What machine?
Yeah, there's like a big machine back there that eats money. It's like a big face, and I just put the money in its mouth, and it just gobbles it up.
Well, can I get a refill then?
Yeah, it'll be $30.
What? $30? Why is it not free refills?
Well, it's actually the liquid in the cup that's valuable.
But we paid $30 for the cup, so why can't we get free refills?
Well, I mean, we actually do have an annual cup, and you can get free refills on that.
Ooh, how much is that?
$250,000.
Wow, Marvin, that's a steal! It's cheaper than the popcorn!
I'm not gonna pay $250,000 for a cup!
Well, technically, the interest rate is higher.
Listen, I'm not buying anything from this f***ing place ever again. You're not gonna give me a refund on any of this.
Nope, sorry.
Okay, well, then fine. We'll keep it. I'll sell it on eBay. Or something. I'm gonna take a piss before we leave.
Oh, that's actually gonna cost you too.
But you can't get my credit card. You can't get any money from me. I'm gonna go piss for free.
Oh, no, you actually kind of have to because there's like a cover on the toilet and you gotta put $10 in there to take the cover off.
Just a piss?
Yeah, just a piss. And it's only open for 2 minutes, so you better pass.
What about the shit?
Oh, well, then it's gonna be $25 and it's only open for 5 minutes.
What if I take longer to shit than 5 minutes?
Well, then I hope you brought your credit card and you just keep swiping it.
I'm gonna rip the cover off and piss for free.
But we have a bouncer in there and he will beat you up if you do that.
How much do you pay the bouncer?
About $30,000 a year.
Well, get rid of the bouncer so people can piss and shit for free. You can piss and shit for free at Arby's.
Well, I mean, you'd also have to want to use the bathroom at Arby's, and it's Arby's.
I wouldn't want to use the bathroom. I don't want anything from this place ever again. What's this place called? AMC? Mm-hmm. It stands for All My Cash Gone, because just to see a movie.
I think you added a few letters there.
No, do not let him touch that. It's ours.
Okay.
It's ours.
All right.
This is the worst night of my life.
Father, I would like to formally apologize for my behavior at the movie theater. I know it was suboptimal.
But where'd you learn that word?
I read it in a book.
Take a look. It's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, you don't have any friends.
Jeffy, you screamed for a $90 popcorn bucket, and then a minute into the movie, you left.
Well, that's not what I'm worried about. My real question is, did you guys grab my Five Nights at Freddy's bucket?
No, we returned and got a refund.
Jeffy.
Yay! Ah! It's scary! It's scary! I can't see it!
But you're scared of it? I paid $90. You better look at it.
No!
It's for $90,
scary!
You look at it for $90.
Get off my face! I don't want to see it!
You look at it for $90.
No, I'm not! No! Ah! I only want the cupcake!
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Here we go, Jeffy.
Yay! Oh, cupcake. Portable cake and...
Take that.
Wait, it's empty. Y'all should have gotten a refill.
I know, I tried.
Yeah, I didn't want to saw off my leg for $30 to be able to get you a fucking refill on your cupcake.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Yes, sir.
This is the worst night of my life. $200. We didn't even get to see the movie.
Marvin, can we rent a movie?
Ah! What?
All right, cupcake, cup. Time to go to sleep.
Slip the thumb. Babu, bap, bap, babu.
All right, baby, I think it's time to go to bed. I'm going to turn off all the lights to save money on our power bills because we spent $200 at the movies.
Oh, I'll help, Marvin.
Chris Brown was onto something. Okay, all the lights off.
Every single light to save money.
All right, let me turn off this last light. There we go.
Oh, man, I'm so tired. I can't wait to go to bed.
Chicken really is.
Nah, it's me.
Oh man, guys, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I can't wait to eat my turkey panini.
And I can't wait to eat my ham and bacon sandwich.
Damn, chicken! Chicken and mashed potatoes!
Oh, there's mashed taters.
Oh, you know there's mashed taters.
Oh, give me some of them taters.
Oh, you take some of my mashed taters? What's wrong with you trying to cut my mashed taters?
No, I love taters. Give me them taters.
Cody, you can't have any of Joseph's taters.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's eat our food.
Chicken!
Oh, I'm so full.
Beep. Oh, man, that was a good panine.
Cody, you didn't even burp.
Yes, I did. Didn't you hear it?
You just said the word burp.
Okay, look, I can't burp, okay? It's a gastrointestinal problem.
Oh. Joseph, you like your chicken?
Oh, man, I love my chicken. I tore that thing up!
Joseph, why are you talking like that?
So what do you guys want to do for the rest of the day?
Ooh, dude, let's play a game!
Oh, yeah, let's play pickleball.
You suck ass at pickleball, Cody.
What? You're such a dick, Junior.
You're a dick.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. You are what you eat.
Cody, you're a turkey!
Junior, you're a pig!
Oh, Joseph, you're a chicken!
Dude, you're Cody's mom!
I guess I am Cody's mom. Oink, 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 oink.
Guys, shut up. We don't have time to make fun of my mom. This is a problem. We're animals.
Well, what do you think happened?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Cody, you said you are what you eat.
I was making a wiener joke, Junior. If anything, I should be a wiener.
But what if when you said you are what you eat, it turned us into what we ate? Because I ate a ham sandwich.
Oh, and I ate turkey.
Dude, I ate a chicken!
Wait, that wouldn't make any sense, because I didn't eat big fat whale, so I'm not Cody's mom.
What, Junior, shut up! We have to figure this out!
So should we call a doctor?
Well, yeah, I'll get my phone. Hold on. Damn it, it's really hard to type in the numbers with my beak.
I'll help.
Hey there, somebody call an adorable doctor?
You're a cat!
Yeah, I know. I don't really know what happened.
Well, my friend said, you are what you eat, and then we turn into the things that we ate.
Oh, so it's like some kind of curse.
Yeah, so why are you a cat?
Well, I mean, I am an OBGYN, and I didn't wash my hands before eating, and I licked my fingers. Of course, I was eating Chinese food, so it could be either one.
So do you know what we can do about this?
This literally just happened, and it seems like some kind of magic, so no. I can actually do less now that I'm a cat.
So we're just gonna be animals forever?
Look, I've never been able to lick my balls before, so I've just been going to town, and I guess I have a hairball now. Hold on. Oh, that is much better. Sorry about that. You see that? That is cat ball hair.
So what are we gonna do now?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute, Cody. You said you are what you eat. So what if you said we aren't what we eat, and we go back to normal?
Okay. You know what they always say. You're not what you eat.
Yeah, that didn't work. Maybe because that's not, like, a saying that people actually say. Like, obviously, you're not what you eat, duh.
So we're gonna be animals for the rest of our lives?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, you have 9 lives.
Oh, that's right! Hell yeah! Oh, I can lick my own balls and I can die 9 times? That's awesome! I'm gonna go run in front of a car. I'll see you guys later.
Aw, man, I wish I could lick my own balls.
So, guys, what are we gonna do?
The news!
Breaking news! It's me, Steve Squirrelberger! I got hit by a car on the way over here! Everybody in the world has turned into an animal for some reason! I was eating a Squirrelberger, and now I'm a squirrel!
Cody! You turned everyone in the world into an animal!
Well, how was I supposed to know that was gonna happen? I'm not the first person to ever say that.
What are we gonna do?
What do you think Chef Pee Pee turned into?
Probably a burnt casserole, because he burns all his food.
Ooh, let's go see, bro!
Yeah, let's go see!
I can't wait to eat my scrambled eggs!
Junior, Chef Pee Pee's right there!
How is he still a human?
I guess he hasn't eaten yet.
Dude, he's about to eat scrambled eggs right now! We need to stop him!
Okay! Chef Pee Pee! No! Chef Pee Pee, no!
Is that a pig? Well, get out of here, pig! I'm trying to eat my scrambled egg!
Wait, what? You turned into what you ate, Chef Pee Pee.
Junior? Is that you? You're a pig? How did you turn into a pig?
Because we are what we eat, and you turned into a chick.
Wait, like, I don't have boobs nor a vagina, Junior.
No, you didn't turn into, like, a girl chick. You turned into a baby chicken.
Wait, why would I turn into a baby chicken?
Because you ate eggs. You are what you eat.
Oh, that's so stupid and lame, Junior. Figure this out. What happened?
I don't know. It's like a curse that everyone turned into animals.
You better turn us back right now, Junior. Figure this out.
Well, it's not my fault. Look, we're going to figure it out. Just hold on, Chef Pee Pee.
Guys, I wasn't able to stop Chef Pee Pee from turning into a chick.
Well, maybe if you didn't jump in slow motion, you would have gotten there in time.
Yeah, it took you forever, dude.
I was just being dramatic.
Yeah.
So, guys, what are we gonna do? We're animals!
I don't know, Junior. I don't even have thumbs. This sucks.
Do you think my dad turned into an animal?
Oh, Junior, you should check and see if he's still human. You need to stop him.
Okay. Dad!
Oh, my God. I must be tripping balls right now. Because the woman for Charlotte's Web is talking to me in my room. Man, that's some pig.
No, Dad, it's me, Junior.
Wait, Junior? You're a pig? What happened to you?
I don't know, but why are you a frog?
I don't know. I was in here watching TV eating frog legs, and then next thing you know, I'm a frog.
Why do you eat frog legs, Dad?
Don't judge me. Look, it tastes like chicken.
That's gross.
It's good. Look, don't knock it until you try it.
Ew, Dad.
Weirdo.
Oink.
Was that a good oink or a bad oink?
A bad oink.
So is your dad human?
No, he's a frog.
Your dad eats frogs?
He eats frog legs.
Huh, never tried him.
So what are we gonna do, Cody? We're animals. We can't be animals forever.
I don't know. We don't know anyone else that's human. Oh my God, Junior, stop Cookie Monster!
Huh?
Cookie!
No, Cookie Monster!
No! God, no!
I can't even watch.
Jesus!
Oh, man, he turned into a cookie.
Damn it, Cookie Monster. Damn you and your love of cookies.
Oh.
He was so innocent, dude.
He's a cookie, though.
That's what he would have wanted.
Okay, Cody, listen, we gotta think of a way to fix this. You're the one who caused this with your stupid saying.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay, I said you are what you eat, right? Okay, so if we eat a human, that means we'll turn back into a human, right?
Yeah, if we eat a human, we'll turn back into humans.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know anyone that's still human, though.
Yeah, we have to find a human that hasn't eaten today.
A homeless man! Yeah, homeless people don't eat anything!
They never eat, dude!
Yeah, so let's go outside and find a homeless man and eat him!
Yeah, okay.
Alright, let's go! Guys, I found a homeless man over here!
Oh, cool, let's eat him!
Turkey pig chicken.
Cody, you go first.
No, Junior, you go first.
Okay, where do I even start?
Ow, bad piggy.
I tried biting his fingers.
Dude, you gotta rip his arms off. Look, watch this.
Ow, bad chicken. Ow, ow.
Okay, cool. You know what? I think we should go inside and do this, because I don't want people seeing us murder this man.
Yeah, let's get messy.
All right, let's take him inside. All right, so we're in the privacy of our own home, so now we can eat him.
Okay, Junior, go.
I'm gonna try his ear this time.
Ow, my ear.
Gross!
Oh my God, Junior, you ripped his ear off.
I don't like that he screamed ow.
He's gonna scream ow, Junior, you just ripped his ear off.
Alright, Cody, you try to eat him.
Okay, I guess I'll try down here. Oh God, Junior, he smells like shit.
Pee-pee in my pants.
Oh, Junior, he peed his pants. I'm not eating him. This is gross.
Dude, I'll eat him.
No, I don't like trying to eat him, and who knows what kind of diseases he has.
Yeah.
Alright, you know what? I'm gonna try his fingers one more time.
Ow!
Okay, you know what? Go, get out of here.
That's food, dude!
Junior, I guess we're just not capable of eating a person.
Yeah, it's just way too sad. Let's try something else.
Oh, guys, look how late it is. We have to go to school tomorrow.
Let's just figure it out then.
All right, I'll see you guys at school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, it's raining really bad outside. Hey, Penelope, or should I say
broccoli? Shut up, Junior. Yes, I'm a piece of broccoli. I had broccoli for dinner last night, and I woke up this morning, and I was a piece of broccoli.
Sorry about that.
Sorry? What? Is this your fault?
Yeah, I said you are what you eat, and now we are.
Oh, so you had some turkey, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
And before you guess, no, I did not eat Cody's mom.
It would have been a good guess, though.
Oh, of course you had chicken.
What's that supposed to mean, Penelope?
All right, Cross. So last night when I was eating dinner, I turned into a dog. I don't know why. But since we're all animals, you can all go home. No class today.
Yay! No school today!
Oink, 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 oink! Guys, school's out already!
Oh, dude, we gotta go home and have fun! What fun can we have? We're animals.
Let's go to my house and see if we can figure out how to be humans again. All right, guys, how are we gonna become humans again?
Junior, you keep asking that, but we don't have answers.
I don't know what to do.
Hey there.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Brooklyn Guy. I was a cat, but I'm not anymore because I ate Stuart Little.
You ate Stuart Little?
Yeah, I saw him driving around in his little car, and I thought, if I eat him, I'll become him. So I ate him, and now I am him. I'm him. Himothy. Himmy Johns. Himmy Neutron. Himmy Hoffa. Himmy Kimmel. Himmy Turner. I'm him. I'm him.
So what happened when you ate him?
Oh, it was pretty graphic. I mean, I snapped his little neck with my teeth. There was blood everywhere. It was brutal. But hey, I'm him.
Well, do you think you can help us become humans again?
Well, I think so, now that I can walk around and stuff.
So what's your solution?
Well, have you tried eating a human?
We tried eating a homeless man, but it was really sad. He kept screaming, ow, I ripped his ear off.
You should have let me do it. I'm capable of some pretty terrible things, apparently.
I don't know what to do. Cody, this is all your fault. You're the one that made all this happen.
Well, I'm sorry, Junior. I'm only human.
Cody, you're human again!
Well, I am? Oh my god, I am!
Well, how'd that happen?
Well, I guess when I said I'm only human, I actually became human.
Wait, so all we have to do is say that saying and we'll all be humans again?
Yeah, I think we should try it.
All right, let's all say it together.
I'm only human.
We're all human!
Dude, we're all humans again!
Destroy all humans. That was a cool game. And destroy all humans too. That was awesome. You play as a little alien guy, you know? That was great. Anybody play that?
You're still wearing Stuart Little's clothes.
Yeah, and I like this shirt. I think I'm gonna keep this. Screw Stuart Little. I wonder if I'm gonna poop him out later. Oh, hold on. Man, I can't lick my balls anymore.
Oh, wait, hold on. So how are we gonna get the whole world to turn back into humans? They all have to say it.
Oh, I'll just hold a press conference on the news and tell everybody to say I'm only human, and that'll turn everybody back.
That's a good idea. Before you do that, there's something I gotta do.
Okay.
What are you doing? Get off me!
I'm eating broccoli!
Chill! Kill me!
Wait, that guy's still running around? What the hell is going on?
It is time to play the next game.
Oh, did you come up with one? I thought you were just going to give us a balloon and a stick and tell us to come up with a game ourselves.
Shut up!
Oh, we're playing the quiet game, everybody. Hey, she's giving clues to game. She should be fired.
I wish we were playing the quiet game. For the next game, we are adding more players.
Oh, bullshit.
Hold on, there's no way.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here?
Hank?
You just don't have any rules, do you? People are just doing whatever the hell you want.
They were playing the same games as you, just in another room.
Another room? How many groups do you have?
This is the final group.
So that means there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle!
Oh, why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey guys, ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am!
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing!
You're not supposed to use our real names, Goofy, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did! Stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari! I ordered steak!
When am I gonna get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass!
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes!
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask! You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask of tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, Toodles. Oh, wow. It looks like Toodles doesn't give a fuck.
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching the Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia. Because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? Won't that thing grow back to his nutsack when he died?
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh, my God. If someone doesn't bring him a pair of damn scissors.
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends and you win.
Thank you, honey.
She's such a bitch.
Okay, so like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it, I thought he was just gonna walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across to safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too! Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm gonna trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so it'd be you.
But, nice try, but I actually go by Guy. So who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not. My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is the title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, see, what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no!
I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabets.
Oh, Jeffy's next.
Okay. Move on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one.
He's doing it.
Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Dang, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
But no way.
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Dang, that shit was easy.
Guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What?
Me too.
Jeffy, which one did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, right bumper, left, down, right, up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which one was it?
I don't know, dang, I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh, my God. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes pee-pee and then Suzanne. And then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No.
Your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what it could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
You can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble spinning your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get the shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble. Jeffy, you missed. You made it. We lost it. You have another one?
Danny, I can shoot him out of my ass like a BB gun.
No, Jeffy, I just need one marble.
All right, hold on.
That sounds like tempered glass to me, Marvin.
Wait, really? It does?
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. It's like a cat's meow. You just can't mistake it.
Okay, so it must be this one.
Whoa! Oh my god, that was so close.
Wait, what?
Marvin, I have no fucking idea what glass sounds like.
Are you kidding me? So I just risked my life?
Of course. What, do you think I was trying to help you? I've been screwing over everybody.
So if Jeffy gives us more marbles, we won't be able to tell the difference?
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, are you kidding me? What? Okay, well... I'm not moving forward. Someone else has to go.
No, you have to go all the way.
No, no, that bitch isn't here, and we all know they don't enforce rules here. And I already risked my life for one square, so someone else come and do the next one.
Yeah, somebody whose letter comes before mine in the alphabet go before me.
Nigga, not me.
I'll go. I've already lost my husband.
Yeah, that's right. See, Marvin, she has bigger balls than you.
Yeah, you come up here and you do it.
What an idiot.
Oh, which one could it be?
Well, your husband worked in glass for... Jeffy, stop it!
Make me!
Your husband worked in glass for 20 years. Did he ever talk about glass with you?
No, all he knew how to do was cheat on me with the babysitter. Mm. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Let me out! Someone else go before me! I don't want to go anymore!
Well, actually, I think I can tell the difference.
Really?
That's that one. I'm not fucking around!
Damn, Marvin, you fucking savage. I didn't think you had it in you. We kill him next.
Oh, yeah, deal.
All right. That means there's 3 tiles left. And I'm still not moving, so someone better go first.
Okay, PP goes next.
God damn it. All right, you're right. Get out the way. Okay. All right, move, Marvin. This girl full business.
Okay, what do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure. Does this one look like it has a weird tint to you?
I mean, I can't tell a difference. Oh, you can't push me!
I knew I was right, though.
You were right. Okay, so we only have 2 more left. What do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure.
Stop pushing me!
Damn, I'm good!
Wait, we only have 1 more left. Okay, well, you actually have to do that one. You can't push me. I'm going to sit down. You have to actually choose.
No, the hell I don't.
Okay, well, I'm not moving. You chose. You made me risk my life for these 2, so you should jump on a real one.
I guess so. You are right. I didn't make you choose. Hold on. Which one is it?
No! Chef BB died!
Hey, look, Marvin, we know which one to step on. It's right there.
I can't believe Chef BB's dead.
Hey, Marvin, I have a confession.
What?
I actually saw the ones that Jeffy stepped on, so I could have saved all of you, but I wanted to eliminate a few people because I want that money for myself.
You monster!
Yeah, we can discuss that later. The time's about to end.
Cross, asshole! You're just gonna shoot glass in our eyes? We don't even have goggles!
So, VIPs, did you enjoy the game?
Hell yeah, I did! It was so cool! 3 people died!
And Marvin's still alive, so if I'm lucky, he'll win and I'll get his house payment money.
Oh, I hope he dies. I hate that bitch.
Well, I wish I could have seen it, but I fucking can't.
Just ignore him.
Wait, who died? I bet on the chef named after a penis. Did he live? Hello? Am I talking to my fucking self over here? If you guys left, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh my god, he's dead, Goofy!
Well, fuck. There goes all my extremely goofy movie royalties. Max is gonna be pissed.
Oh, wow. You know what? This champagne, it tastes like hot dogs.
It tastes like hot dogs?
Yeah, it tastes like pickled ass cheeks.
Well, Mickey, where's my champagne?
It's right there, Goofy.
Oh, because I know where right there is because I can fucking see.
I don't know. Why'd you reach around?
If I stayed home, I could get a reach around from Clarabelle.
Yeah, everyone has, buddy. Oh, my God, Goofy, you made a mess.
Well, it's not my fucking fault I can't see in this stupid-ass mess. I'm going to go to the bathroom and whack off.
Oh, my God, I am so sorry I brought him. He's kind of just like a tag-along.
So, guys, today we're gonna fly this kite.
Oh, dude, that's gonna be so fun.
Junior, why would we fly a kite?
Because that's what they're built to do. Fly. Duh.
Have you never flew a kite before?
Yeah. Hey, Joseph, why is that airplane in the sky?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. It's like it was meant to fly or something. I mean, I guess a kite can have other purposes. I mean, I guess you could use it as toilet paper, but that'd be uncomfortable.
No, Junior, I mean, it's storming outside, so why would we fly a kite?
Is it against the rules to fly a kite during a storm?
No, it's just a bad idea.
Well, why? There's so much wind during a storm. I think it would be a good idea to fly a kite during wind.
Yeah.
You know, I think kites only work with wind. Cody, you're so dumb.
What, you know what else there is in a storm?
What?
Lightning!
I know. That's why I put a key right here, so we can discover electricity.
It's already been discovered.
Duh, I know that, Cody. I'm not stupid. How do you think there's lights on in the house? I know there's electricity. I just want to discover it again.
If it's already been discovered, why would you try to discover it again?
Because the first caveman that made a fire. Does that mean that we can't make any more fires?
What?
Yeah, you're stupid. So let's go fly this kite outside.
Bad idea.
All right, guys, are you ready to fly this kite?
Dude, it's going to go so high.
You have to go over the trees like...
This is a bad idea, guys.
No, it's not.
We're going to get struck by lightning because you taped a key to the top of the kite.
We're going
to
discover electricity like Benjamin Button.
You mean Benjamin Franklin, who already discovered it?
Benjamin Franklin discovered the $100 bill. That's why he's on it.
Duh, dude, it's so hard to find.
Yeah, all right, guys. So on the count of three, we're going to release the kite in the air, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1...
Oh, guys, what happened?
It's just my lightning, you idiot.
Oh,
there's so much pain.
Oh, it hurts. Guys, let's go back to my house.
Okay.
Cody, I don't feel good.
Yeah, of course not, because you get struck by lightning because you're an idiot and wanted to fly a kite during a thunderstorm.
Why didn't you try to talk me out of it?
I did.
Oh, are we going to die?
I don't think so. We're pretty lucky, actually. Only 1 out of 1.2 million people get struck by lightning, and 6,000 of those die.
So what you're saying is we should buy lottery tickets because we're so lucky?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, dude, I don't feel too good.
Me either.
Yeah, I feel really thirsty. I wish I had a bottle of water.
What? Cody!
What, am I a bottle of water?
Yeah, you're a bottle of water!
Dude, that's crazy!
Well, how's that even possible?
I don't know. I was just thinking about a bottle of water, and I turned into a bottle of water.
What? Joseph.
What, dude?
Did you think when we got struck by lightning, it gave Cody superpowers?
No way, that'd be crazy, dude.
That'd be insane.
Well, maybe, yeah, I guess it's possible.
Oh my god, so like, can you like morph into anything?
I don't know, maybe just a bottle of water. That would suck.
Oh, you should try to morph into something else, like, you should morph into a computer mouse.
Okay, let me try it. Hey guys, I'm a computer mouse.
Cody's a computer mouse.
Whoa, dude, that's crazy.
You really can morph into anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
But can you turn back into yourself, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I don't want to be a computer mouse forever. Here we go. Okay, guys, do I look like me?
Oh, no, Joseph. He's uglier than usual.
Oh, man, I didn't think it was possible.
Guys, do I look like me or not?
I don't know. Have you always had, like, 30 pimples on your face?
What, guys?
And have you always had four eyes?
What, okay, instead of making fun of me, this is serious. I have superpowers.
Well, how come we all don't have superpowers? We all got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you do. Just try something.
Okay, Joseph, what kind of powers do you think we have?
I don't know, but I gotta pee, dude. Come on, dude.
Joseph, did you just go pee?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wait, he ran, like, super fast.
Yeah, he did. Joseph, I think you have super speed.
Wait, what are you talking about, dude?
You ran, like, really fast.
Wait, you think I have super speed?
Yeah. Run around the house real quick and see how long it takes you.
Okay. Whoa, dude, I ran really fast. I guess I do have super speed.
Yeah, you do. You ran around the house, like, really fast. You see that, Cody?
What?
Cody, why are you a tape dispenser?
Because I'm just sticking around.
What?
That's dumb.
I guess my jokes just aren't sticking.
You can morph into anything. You can't morph into a good comedian?
Yeah, dude, tell a better joke.
Yeah, why don't you morph into a book of jokes and then read yourself?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you can morph into anything, and Joseph's super speed. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joseph, can you give me a Hawaiian punch downstairs?
Yeah, sure, dude. Here you go. My bad for taking so long. I had to go down the stairs and then open the refrigerator.
Yeah, it's okay, Joseph. I mean, it was pretty quick. Yeah. Okay, so you can morph into anything, and Joseph has super speed. So what do I have?
Maybe you have super strength.
Super strength? That'd be really cool. Ooh, Cody, can you morph into something heavy to see if I have super strength?
Okay. Okay, Junior, I morphed into a cannonball. These are heavy. They're like 1,000 pounds.
Hey, Cody, if you're going to morph into something heavy, why didn't you morph into your mom?
Yeah, dude, she's huge.
Yeah, she's really fat.
Okay. All right, Junior, I morphed into my mom. Now you're going to call her fat to her face?
Hey, look, Joseph, Cody turned into a big fat whale.
Oh.
All right, guys, if I can lift up Cody's big fat whale mom, then I definitely have super strength, okay?
Okay, dude.
Okay, she weighs like 20 tons.
Ew, dude, gross.
Did you just fart?
Oh, sorry, guys, it just slipped out.
Wait, is that your superpower? To fart really hard?
No, it just slipped out because Chef Pee-Pee made beans last night.
That's gross, Junior.
Shut up. Look, I'm trying to lift you up again.
Disgusting,
stop
dude.
Stop farting.
I can't help it. It just keeps flipping out.
I think that's your superpower.
No, it's not my superpower. Farting is not my power.
Yeah, your superpower is farting, dude. My superpower is super speed. So you know I'm good at tag. Tagger it.
Well, tagger it.
Ow, dude.
What happened?
I felt like you shocked me or something.
Wait, really? Wait, Cody, does this hurt?
Ow, yeah. It's like a little static shock.
Like a shock?
Yeah. Ow, stop it. Stop doing that.
Wait a minute. So my superpower is that I can shock people, and I can fart really loud, and it smells bad, right?
Yeah.
And you can morph into anything.
Yeah.
And you have super speed.
Oh, yeah.
We could be superheroes.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my stomach rumbling. Hey, Cody, can you, like, morph into a sandwich or something?
Okay. All right, Junior, I'm a roast beef sandwich.
Ew, I don't want to eat a roast beef sandwich.
Oh, come on, I'm delicious.
But, like, if I eat you, will you die?
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that.
And if I take a bite of you, like, what part of your body goes missing?
Oh, but yeah, I don't think I want to try that.
Ooh, guys, I got an idea. Why don't we prank Chef Pee-Pee and put Cody on the kitchen counter, and then Chef Pee-Pee might think he's a real sandwich.
Oh, dude, that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do that.
Chef Pee-Pee's cooking again. It might make you fart, so take lots of tips. Oh, baby, baby.
Ooh, I think I need salt and pepper now. Wait. How you doing, little roast beef sandwich? You look good. Who left you in here? You look better than what I'm cooking right now. Do you mind if I take a little bite out of you? Mm. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, my God, what's going on with you?
Chef Pee-Pee thought you were a sandwich.
Yeah, I even got a little tongue action. If that's how he treats a roast beef sandwich, maybe I should turn into a whole Arby's. I do have the meats.
All right, guys, we were blessed with superpowers, so we should use them for good.
Screw that. I just made out with Chef Pee-Pee as a sandwich. Imagine what I could do with other foods. Oh, man, I could even turn into a truck stop toilet seat. Imagine the possibilities.
Ew, dude, that's gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting, Cody.
Maybe for you.
Well, I mean, if anybody's going to use their power for bad, Joseph would go rob a gas station and nobody would even see him.
Wait, I can do that?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Dude, I'll be right back. Oh, dude, look at all this cash I got.
Wait, you just robbed a gas station for all its money.
Hey, I didn't take all of the money. I only took the big bills. They're not going to miss those.
Well, since you guys are going to use your powers for bad, I'm going to use mine for good.
Junior, how are you going to help people by farting and zapping?
Yeah, those are the worst powers, dude.
Well, then they're not bad powers.
Yeah, they're pretty lame powers, Junior.
They're not lame!
Whoa, Junior, calm down. You're not you when you're hungry.
What?
I said you're not you when you're hungry. I'm a Snickers, Junior. Get it?
Wait, they make blue Snickers?
Yeah, I'm crispy.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to show you guys that my powers aren't lame and I can actually help somebody with them.
I want to throw up. Oh, my God. I can't believe I made out with Cody.
What's wrong, Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, thank God you're here, Junior. Don't tell anybody, but I made out with your weird friend, Cody.
You made out with Cody? Why would you do that?
Look, I was trying to eat a roast beef sandwich, and then he disappeared. I don't know what's going on, but I want to throw up.
You want to throw up? I think I can help with that.
Oh, God.
All right, guys, I did something good. I made Chef Pee-Pee throw up.
How is that good?
Well, he wanted to throw up because he made out with Cody.
I'm a ping pong paddle.
Yeah, he's a ping pong paddle, dude.
Well, if you're a ping pong paddle, what part of you is the ball?
Why don't you grab onto it while I turn back to normal and find out?
No, thanks.
I'm going to go to Mexico. Man, there's a lot of murders there.
Wait, is it hot there?
Yeah, they got some good quesadillas, too, but yeah, it is hot.
Oh, I want to turn into a ping pong paddle and go to Mexico.
Sorry, Junior, your powers are just lame.
Yeah, they suck, dude.
Well, my powers might be lame, but I'm cool. Like, I'm cool as a person, right?
Oh, you're cool, huh? Ooh, it's me, Junior. I'm so cool.
Well, Cody, you can't be me. I'm me.
No, it's me, Junior, and I love the movie Big Hero 6.
But I would never say that. You take that back.
Yeah, and the sun is actually a star, not a planet.
I would never say that.
Yeah, and Cody's mom's actually really skinny. She's not fat at all.
That's a lie.
Which one's the real one? Which one's the real one?
But Joseph, you can't be serious. I'm the real Junior.
No, I'm the real Junior. Joseph, don't you remember that time when we did that one thing?
Oh, yeah, dude, I do remember. You're the real one.
Well, no, Joseph, I'm the real one. Look, he has glasses on.
Well, didn't you have glasses before?
No, I'm the real Junior. Look.
Ow, dude, that hurt. Yeah, you're the real one, dude. That hurt.
Yeah, I have the shocky powers. He doesn't have shocky powers.
Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, you just stay you, Cody.
Okay.
Unless you want to turn into Chef Pee-Pee and screw with my dad.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Then that'd be really funny. Okay, turn into Chef Pee-Pee and go screw with my dad.
Okay.
Whoa, you're Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey there, Junior. Ooh, I'm fine.
Now go screw with my dad.
Okay.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch TV.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Wait, Chef Pee-Pee, what are you doing in my room? Go in the kitchen and cook something.
Mind if I hop in bed with you?
Hop in bed with me?
Yeah.
Any other day, I would say no. But those glasses look banging on you, so pop a squat.
All right. So what are you watching?
Charlie and Friends.
Oh, it's a pretty good show.
You like it?
Yeah. Like I like you.
I like you too.
So, Joseph, do you think Cody's pranking my dad?
Oh, yeah. He's getting your dad real good, dude.
Oh, man, your dad.
So, Cody, did you prank my dad?
You said screw with your dad.
Yeah, like you pranked him, like you screwed with him.
Oh, I didn't prank him.
Wait, so then what'd you do with him?
We wrestled.
What? You beat up my dad?
No. Oh, no, dude, he beat up your dad!
Wow, you think just because you have superpowers you can go beat up people's dads?
No, I didn't beat him up.
Wow, you beat him up. Well, what if I beat you up?
Well, you wouldn't hit a washing machine, would you?
Wait, what?
I'm a washing machine, Junior, so if you try to hit me, you're gonna hurt your hand. And I'm on the rinse cycle, dork.
Well, just because you have really cool powers doesn't mean you can beat up my dad.
Yeah, well, maybe your superpowers shouldn't be so crappy.
My powers aren't crappy.
They are pretty crappy, dude.
Junior's crappy superpowers, and I'm a washing machine.
Junior has crappy powers. Junior has crappy powers.
Yeah, I can shoot lightning out of my body, which means... I'm gonna electrocute you, Cody!
Oh, no, you're not. I'm a balloon, Junior, so you can't shock me.
How is that gonna stop me?
Because I'm made out of rubber and I don't conduct electricity.
We'll see about that. Oh, I'm so sorry, Joseph! You made me shock, Joseph! I'm gonna pop you!
No, you're not.
Hold on. I got a needle.
Oh, come on, you don't gotta do that.
And now that you're laying there all hurt, Cody, I'm going to electrocute you. Cody, I'm going to electrocute you again.
Didn't work. I'm going to turn into a hunky dude. Guess I already am.
What? Did we lose our powers? Wait, Joseph, try to run around.
Okay, dude.
What? That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
We lost our powers!
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours for beating up my dad?
Well, it's your fault for electrocuting me for beating up your dad.
Well, you shouldn't have beat up my dad in the first place!
Yeah, well, your powers were sucky anyway.
That's it! Just, I did have sucky powers!
The dinner's almost ready! Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, or should I call you Cody? Because that's what you wanted me to call you, right? What? Oh, yeah. Should I call you Juicy Fruit? Because it was great, but it didn't last long. What are you talking about? Look, if you're ready for round two, you know where to find me. I'm not even gonna ask. I'm not even gonna ask.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Aw, dude, you want to play basketball?
No, Joseph, you have an unfair advantage at basketball because of the way you look.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean, dude?
Because you have a basketball on your shirt. Obviously, that means you're good at basketball.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, you guys want to play football? We could play no tackle, you know, two-hand touch, but we can only grab each other's butts. Or we could play by Tom Brady's rules and kiss each other in the mouth.
Dude, it's too hot to play football outside.
Okay, well, we could play naked and still tackle.
How about we play baseball?
No, Junior.
Come on, you know no one likes baseball, dude.
So what are we gonna play?
We could play tennis. That sounds kinda like penis, and I like that.
No, we can't play tennis, Cody. We need four people. We only have three people, and it's hot outside.
Hey, guys! You wanna play hockey?
What the puck?
Puck, yeah!
Yeah, let's puck and play some hockey.
Fuck yeah!
Well, I'm gonna be better at hockey than you, Joseph.
No, wait, no, you're not, dude.
Yes, I am. I'm gonna be better at you than hockey. Yeah, you might be good at basketball, but I'm way better than your hockey.
Good at all sports. You should know this by now. Come on.
Okay, well, then we can't be on the same team, because I'm gonna show you how better I am than you.
Well, I want Jeffy on my team.
Yay, I finally didn't get picked last.
Okay, Cody, you're on my team.
Okay, yeah, let's play some hockey, buddy.
Are you gonna be good?
No, I'm terrible at sports.
Oh, please don't suck.
I'll try.
Okay, you two, I want a very dirty and unfair game, okay? I want there to be a lot of fighting. I want there to be more fighting than there is hockey, got it?
Oh, I'm gonna beat you up, Joseph.
Oh, I'm gonna beat you up, dude!
Okay, your team's ready?
Cody, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jeffy, are you ready, dude?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, first of four wins. Play hockey.
Oh, no, it's coming towards me!
That's what I'm talking about, bro! That's what I'm talking about! Where's the defense? Where's the defense? You trash! Got my eyes, bitch!
Cody, what was that?
I'm sorry, Junior. It just came at me so fast. I didn't want it to knock my teeth out.
You can't knock your teeth out. You're wearing a face mask, Cody.
Well, look, I'm good at things coming on me, but not coming at me.
Do not let another puck score all night, okay?
Okay.
My puck, bitch! Suck this, Cody!
Block it, Cody!
Okay. Ow!
Where you at, Cody? Where you at? Let us know, let us know, let us know, ho!
Joseph, why are you so good at hockey?
Cody, what was that?
Junior, Joseph's cracked, dude. I think we should just forfeit.
No, we're only down two. We can come back.
What, do you know how hard it is to score points in hockey?
Look, we're gonna come back. Just block every puck.
Where you going, punk? Oh, dude!
chuck in, Junior.
But that's not fair. You're on the side of the whole goal.
Way to go, Jeffy. Nice save. Nice save.
Thanks, Juju.
Joseph, this isn't fair. His body is the size of the goal.
I don't care. You chose your teammate. Now let's play all.
Oh, Junior, your name must be Alice. I'm about to take your ass to Wonderland. Ah! Oh, man, I got to charge up for this one. Call me. Call me.
Ah! Oh, jeez.
Oh, oh.
My last name's Gretzky. Joseph Gretzky. Don't forget it, punk.
Cody, why didn't you block it?
Junior, it was going so fast. It was like the speed of light. That was impossible.
Come on, Cody. You're the goalie. Your job is to block it.
I couldn't do that, Junior.
All right, Cody. We're down 3-0. We're never going to come back.
Yeah, I know. I've been telling you this.
There's only one way we can come back, and that's I need you to go distract Jeffy so the goal is at least a little bit open, and then I can shoot a few shots in it. Maybe we can come back.
But then our goal's going to be open.
It's already wide open all the time because you're not doing anything, Cody.
Okay, fine. I'll distract Jeffy.
Come on. Oh, man. How am I going to get around Joseph?
Oh, there's no way you're going to score on me, punk.
Joseph, look at the crowd. A family wanting to adopt a black kid.
Where? Hey, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Being a goalie. My job's easy as shit. All I gotta do is lay here.
Oh, well, there's snow cones over there.
Snow cones? Really?
Yeah, follow me.
Oh, damn it! Cody, you didn't get to move his helmet!
No way, dude. You can't kick the puck in. That's a penalty.
No, that's a point because your guy left his helmet and that's a penalty.
You know what? We're going to give it to you. We'll give it to you. 3-1. You're not coming back.
Oh, we're going
to
come back.
Hey, what can I get you?
Can I get a snow cone? He said there's snow cones here.
No. This is Hot Spot Barbecue. We don't do anything cold.
You lied to me!
Jeffy, dude, what happened?
Cody told me there were snow cones.
I thought there were snow cones.
So you're trying to distract my goalie, huh?
Yeah.
Do it one more time. I'm gonna beat your ass, I promise.
All right, Cody, we got a point.
What, we did?
Yeah, we're only down by 2, so this is what I need you to do. I need you to go beat up Jeffy and knock him out, and then I'll knock out Joseph, and then we can get another point, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, fighting's okay. You're allowed to fight in hockey, so go do it.
Not cool, bro. Lying about a family that wanted me. Got my hopes up and shit.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Joseph, but wait, they let butterflies in here?
Oh, butterflies! how am I gonna do this? Okay. Okay, this isn't working. Hey, Jeffy?
Oh.
Yeah, we got a goal!
Yeah. Oh, dang it!
Jeffy, what are you doing, bro? You're letting him score!
He distracted me!
Oh, look, I'm gonna be the goalie, okay? You go out there and just beat him up. All you gotta do is beat him up, they're gonna fold.
Okay.
Oh my god, Cody, we're only down by 1 point. If we get the puck back, we can tie it. So make sure you block every shot.
But Junior, I suck. I suck wieners. Wieners, Junior, wieners!
Alright, listen. How about I be the goalie and you go try to stop Jeffy?
Junior, do you not understand that I suck wieners?
Listen, look, I'm gonna be the goalie. Just try to get the puck back and we both can try to score, okay?
Okay. hey, you give me that puck.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeffy! That's what I'm talking about! Put his ass on the ground!
Oh, Jesus Christ, I have to stop him. Come on, Junior, you can stop him!
Yay!
That's game. Jeffy and the kid in the green wins.
Woo! We win! You suck! Woo-hoo-hoo! Good game, bro. For people who suck...
We don't suck. You guys cheated.
How did we cheat?
Because you beat us up.
No, we play like real men.
You know, Junior, we tried to cheat, too.
But you guys suck so bad, we'd beat you if we played again because you suck so much.
No, we'll beat you up right now! Come on, bring it on! Bring it on!
Oh, I'm in so much pain.
My face hurts so bad.
Sorry we lost, Junior, but we were making one hell of a comeback.
Oh, Cody, broken bones are temporary. That loss is gonna last forever.
Yeah, I know, but we still need 3 more minutes, Junior. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. How are we gonna milk time?
I feel a song coming on. I'm bad at hockey. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in so much fucking pain. At least I didn't injure my brain. No, I didn't, because I'm bad at hockey. Kazoo solo. Okay, I need you to put a kazoo in my mouth.
Let me look for one.
Okay. You're out.
Hold on.
It's backwards. It'll still work. It's just not as... Junior, this is a shit show.
Open your mouth.
I'm trying. My jaw's wired shut.
You know what? This isn't gonna work.
You're right. Oh no, Junior. I just remembered the school dances tonight, and I promised to take Jenny Wobbledies and help her stand.
band.
What? The school band's tonight?
Yeah.
What's Ginny Walmoney's gonna do? You can't take her to the dance like this.
I don't know, Junior.
Whoa!